弟兄姐妹、慕道友朋友，平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters and those who are seeking. Peace to you.
首先呢，我谢谢范长老。
Well, first of all, I want to thank Pastor James.
他呢，安排我今天来讲神的话语。
He has arranged so for me to preach God's word today.
这是神的恩典。
And then this is God's grace.
第二个呢，我要对刘长老说。
Well, secondly, what I want to say.
神会祝福你。
Secondly, I want to say to Pastor Alex.
盼望你能够尽快地得到医治。
That God will bless you and you will receive healing.
重新回到教会来，带领我们这教会。
Receive healing.
来侍奉主，来传福音。
Receive healing from God, so to come back and preach the gospel.
今天我呢，首先要感恩的第一件事情是。
So today I want to give thanks. One, first.
神带领我到这个教会，到我们教会来。
God has led me to this church, our church.
作为我的一个属灵的一个家庭，第一个成员。
And then this become my spiritual home, and I become a family member.
这是神的恩典。
And this is God's grace.
另外一个我要感恩的是，一年半了，我还没有来到这个教会来。
Another I want to give thanks is I have not been here for a year and a half.
但是有很多的弟兄姐妹，就因为我的身体有软弱，他们就为我祷告，并且还有到我家来送些好吃的东西给我。
But because I am my physical weakness, brothers and sisters from church has called me and even brought yummy food to my house.And prayed for me.
特别我要感动的是一个，我们这边有一个陈弟兄和慈弟兄，他们也是患了重病。
What moved me the most is we have two brothers, Brother Chang and Brother Ci. They are both sick, men with illness.
他呢也打电话来安慰我，鼓励我，我也是我受到很大的感动。
And they call me and encourage me and talk to me and
所以说我感觉到我们这个家庭是感到非常温暖的。
So to me, this family feels warm.
大家说是不是？
Right, everyone?
好。
That's right.
好。
All right.
我今天呢要跟大家呢要谈的一个主题就是万事相互效应。
What I want to share with you guys today is all things are working together for good.
那我们大家一起来朗读罗马书八章二十八节到二十九节。
I want everybody to read together Romans chapter 8, 28 to 29.
我认为呢，念比看有效果。
In my personal opinion.
所以说呢，讲中文的跟我一起来念。中文的圣经，讲英文的就跟 Frank 一起来念英文的圣经。好，我们先念中文圣经，我们一起来念。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他的儿子在许多弟兄做长子。
It's pastor's personal opinion that reading is not as good as reading aloud. So let's do it together. And we know that in all things good works for good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
好，我们大家低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，今天是你的主日。
Oh Lord, today is your day.
我们今天因着你的爱，因着圣灵的感动，来到这里。
Because of your love and because of moved by the Spirit, we are here.
用我们的心灵和诚实来敬拜你，来仰望你，来赞美你。
To come worship you, look up to you, and to love you with our faith and our heart.
我们也把我们的困难，我们的重担也交托在你的手中。
Oh Lord, we also give you our heavy burdens and our
求主你按你的旨意来帮助我们。
And Lord, may you help us according to your will.
我们也求主你今下赐下话语。
And we ask you to give us words.
并且圣灵感动说的人和听的人。
And that your spirit move that the one that speak and those who hear.
同感一灵。
And we all feel the same spirit.
使说的人和听的人都能够得到造就。
And so that the one who speak and those who hear all could be benefited. And
我们将一切的荣耀都归给你。
And we give all glory to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
And we pray this in your holy name. Amen. So we like to say,
我们是人生呢，十之八九呢，都不尽人意。
So 8 out of 9 in life, no good.
耶稣也说在世上是有难处的。
And God did say, you know, in this life you will have problems and troubles.
是有苦难的。
You will have tribulation.
这个呢，是世人是如此，基督徒也是如此。
This is a fact for non-believers and for believers.
每个人都是如此。
Everybody is the same.
我们基督徒呢，遇到了这些问题，我们感谢主，我们可以向主耶稣，我们可以向主祷告。
But us Christians, when we have these troubles, we can thank God and we can pray to God.
我们也可以在圣经里头找到答案来帮助我们。
In addition, we can find answers in the Bible.
感谢主，确实我们有很多的问题得到了解决。
And praise the Lord, we indeed have a lot of problems, but they got solved.
但是
But
但是
Big but
我们确实常常有些问题没有得到解决。
But we do have problems that are left unsolved, right?
有些需要解决的问题好像没有得到解决。
And then those that need to be solved.
这个时候就会常常就会引起我们的疑惑，也会引起我们的苦恼，甚至我们会埋怨神，为什么不听我们的祷告，为什么不医治我们。
So unsolved problems will lead us to sometimes doubt and, you know, leads to complain and we will ask God, why is this not being solved?
那么我们怎么样子来解决这个问题呢？
Then how do we deal with this problem?
只有一个办法。
There's only one way to deal with it.
那就是在圣经里头找答案。
And it is to find the answer in the Bible.
圣经有很多的办法可以来帮助我们来解决这个问题。
There are many, many ways in the Bible that help us.
今天我们大家就来从罗马书的28-29这两段经文，看看神给我们什么启示。
And then today we will find the revelation in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 29, and how to deal with this problem.
今天我首先要讲的就是讲的万事相互效应。
So first, I want to say is all things that work for good.
相互效应，原文希腊文。它呢，就叫做商那个。
You know, so working together for good in the old Greek word is what he just pronounced. Sonergon.
英文呢？英文有一个单词。
But in English,
叫 synergy.
It's called synergy.
Synergy 呢，它这个字呢，它就是来源于这个 synergon。
And then synergy is the originated from the.
在英文当中那个字典当中呢，它就是相互效应的意思。
And synergy in the dictionary you find is.
我查看了一下英文的这个圣经的版本呢， 都是翻成什么呢？都翻成的是 work together.
But I looked around in all versions of the English Bible, and then this word is translated in the Bible using works together.
中文呢，它翻译呢，它是相互效力。这个呢，就是基本上是按照这个 synergy 来翻译。
And in Chinese, the way to translate it is directly the translation of the word synergy.
中文的翻译比较接近于原文。
And as a matter of fact, the Chinese translation is a little closer to the original Greek word than the English one.
那么这个相互效力，它的含义是什么呢？
And what does it mean to, like, this works together? What does it mean?
它就是讲两种或两种以上的这个物质经过相互作用以后，它的效果呢是比原来的一个的效果要好。
And what that means is after two or more substances interact, its result or its effect is greater than the two individual originally.
一加一大于二。
And this, as a matter of fact, God's way defies math. One plus one is greater than two.
举个例子。
I'll give you an example.
我们大家都爱喝咖啡。
So we all like coffee, right?
这个咖啡好喝吗？
Is coffee yummy?
有的人呢，就可以吃那个，就是吃那个苦咖啡，他觉得好喝。
Well, some likes black coffee.
但是有的人呢，就不爱喝。
But, you know, others that can't do
that. 他就要加点那个 coffee mate.
And you need a little bit of that coffee mate in it.
然后呢，有的人要加点糖。
And you need a little bit of sugar.
然后呢，摆在一起。
And you stir it up.
这个味道就好了。
Yum yum.
这效果就好了。
And it's a good effect.
这个地方讲什么叫万事。
And then we talk about what's everything.
我们人常常呢都是认为呢世界上只有一些事情呢它可以相互作用，而且呢可以产生一些好的效果。
So it is common for us to believe that only certain things in life can interact with each other, and only those ingredients interact have good effects.
但是呢在这个地方呢圣经里头讲的万事呢，就是指一切的事，没有一件事情是例外的。
But in the Bible, when it says everything, that is literally everything. No,
它是包括好的事情，也包括坏的事情。
And when it's everything, it includes the good and the bad.
它都可以相互效应，让我们得益处。
And they all work together.To benefit us.
到底哪一些事情相互益处的是我们会得，是我们可以得益处呢？我们不晓得。
But you know what can interact to benefit us, we will never know.
我们一生当中会遇到多少事情相互效应的对我们有好处，我们也不知道。
So in our entire life, what are the elements, what are the effects that will interact and be benefit to us, we will never know.
但是我们有一件事情是知道的。
But we know one thing for a fact.
就是所有的事情都是叫我们得益处的。
But everything is to be beneficial.
没有一件事情不是叫我们得不得益处的。
There is none that's not good for us.
中国有一个故事。
There is a story in the Chinese fable.
就是说在古时候中国的北方那个边界线上有一个村庄。
So there's a village on the northern end of the China.
这里面有一个老人家住在里面。
There was an old man there.
他有两个宝贝。
And he has two precious things. There are two things that are precious.
一个呢是他的儿子。
One is his son.
一个呢就是他有一匹马。
And he has a horse.
有一天呢这匹马呢突然不见了。
And one day the horse went missing.
你说这件事情是好事坏事啊？
And so when that happens, how would you feel? Is it good or bad?
好事坏事啊？
Good or bad?
他急得不得了，但是也没有办法。
Well, so he's like worried, but there's nothing to do.
一年以后，一年以后，这匹马他回来了。他不仅回来了，还带了一群马回来。
So a year later, this horse came back, and he didn't come back alone. He brought, like, others.
这个是好事情坏事情啊?
Is this good or bad?
好事情坏事啊?
What do you think? That's good, huh?
好事情,对。
You think it's good, okay.
他的宝贝的儿子呢,看着有一匹马,他喜欢,他就骑上去了。
And, you know, among the horse that came back with the horse, one, his son liked a lot, so he got on it.
这个马呢,就把他摔到地上了。
While this horse...
把他的腿呢,把他摔断了。
Shook him off and broke his son's leg.
他就成为一个残废人。
And his son becomes disabled.
正在这个时候呢，这个地方发生了战争。
And guess what? War happened.
政府呢叫征兵去打仗。
And they were raising soldiers for the war.
因为他是残疾人，他没有去征他当兵。
But this son, because of his disability, he didn't have to go.
被征上去的那些。兵呢，在战场上全战死了。
And it was such a bad war that all that went, all the soldiers that went, all died.
他就是因为他的残疾保住了他的生命。
And this son, only because of his disability, saved his life.
保罗在经文上描述的这个相互效益，大体上有这么样的一些意思在里面。
So when Paul describes this working together, it is in a sense similar to what I just shared with you, the story.
我们再讲讲，那是谁使这个万物相互效应的呢？
Well, then you got to ask, let's talk about it. Who makes all things work?
我们在念这段经文的时候，我们常常都可以联想到自己，是不是要我来使这个万物来相互效应，来得益处呢？
Because, you know, when we read this passage in Romans, oftentimes we can personally relate to this because you ask yourself, am I to make all things work?
但是在经文当中，但经文当中它是告诉我们，是神使万物相互效应。
But in the Bible, it clearly says it is God who makes all things work.
使爱他的人得益处。
So that those who love him will benefit.
这两个当中就有一个不相当不同的意思。
So within this, there's this really big differentiation of meaning.
他就意思就是说，一个呢就是是靠我们自己，一个呢就是靠神。我们到底是靠自己呢，还是靠神呢？
So there's two big different ideas. Do we rely on ourselves?Or do we rely on God to make all things work?
历史历代有很多的这个我们基督徒，他们就是因为了这两节经文得到很大的勉励。
Generations and generations of Christians, then they get big encouragement because of these two verses.
因为他们在困难的时候，他们会是有喜乐，也会有盼望，因为他们深信神使万物相互效应，让爱他的人得益处。
And these Christians will have hope and joy in tribulations because they believe God makes all things work together.
你不论是遇到了好的事情，遇到了不好的事情，都会对我们有益的。
No matter if it's bad, good experience, bad experience,
神有这个办法对我们有利。
It's all benefit to us, and only God can make that happen.
刘长老
So Pastor Alex,
得了脑癌
He has brain tumor.
神就曾经借着我们弟兄姐妹的祷告
And God had once used the prayers of all the brothers and sisters.
刘长老的祷告
And praying with him for Pastor Alex.
神就是 Alex 长老他的那个老刘得到神迹的医治
And he had God had made miraculous curing for Pastor Alex.
现在
And right now,
神他又用手术用放疗用化疗来使 Alex 长老的病得到医治。
And now God uses the method of surgery and then, you know, scientific radiation processes to help and cure his illness.
因为神使万物都是相互效应的。
And because God makes all things work for the good.
我们是靠人，我们是靠神。
We rely on God.
我们不是靠人。
We are not relying on people.
好，第二个大问题，我们谈谈就是晓得。
And then the second big main point is know or be conscious.
我们在这个圣经当中啊，就讲到我们晓得万事是相互效应。
So in Romans it says, we know that all things are work for good by God.
圣经没有讲我们看到了。万事是互相效应。
The Bible did not say we see that all things work for good.
所以说晓得看到和晓得它是有区别的。
So guys got to realize seeing and knowing there's a big difference.
什么叫做看见？
What does it mean to see?
就是用我们的肉眼要看到的那个实物，那叫看见。
While you're literally observing it with your physical eyes, right?
什么叫做晓得？
But what does it mean to know?
晓得，他呢，看见了，现在还没有看见的那个东西。
To know is to believe, to know is to, in a way, see what you have not seen yet.
看见是用肉眼。
Seeing is using your eyes, your physical eyes.
晓得是用信心。
To know is using your faith.
我们人在一生当中，
So in our lives,
我们所看到的东西是有限的。
What we can see with our naked eyes are limited.
弟兄姐妹啊，
Brothers and sisters,
在宇宙万物当中我们这个小小的人所看的东西是微不足道的。
What we see as an individual in this humongous universe is insignificant.
看的是非常少，非常少。
It's so limited, you don't see much.
而且呢，我们看见的东西，它都将会灭亡，没有。
And everything that we see, there's one day it will deteriorate or it will be destroyed.
只要你眼睛看到的。
Anything and everything
that you can see, 这个东西一定是会消失的。
It will deteriorate and it will
disappear. 你看到的这个天空，看到的这个太阳，
the sky and the sun that you see right now,
会消失掉的。
It will one day disappear.
今天我们大家，你看我，我看你，大家都看到了吧？
Yeah, so you look around.
但是我告诉你，以后也都没有了。
But the fact is, we'll all be gone one day.
只要你眼睛看到的都会没有。
All that you see will disappear.
而且我们眼睛看到的东西有时候也不一定是真实的。
And you know, the funny thing is, what we see sometimes with our eyes are not even real. Like it can't, it's not our fat, not our facts.
我们眼睛就那么保险吗？
So is it really assuring to believe what you see?
举个例子。
Give you an example.
太阳从哪个地方升起啊？
So what side does the sun rise?
从哪升起啊？东边。中午呢，它跑到哪去了？
And where does it go at noon?
下午呢？
And where does it go in the afternoon?
你说这个太阳它会跑。
So the sun moves, right?
太阳跑没跑？
But is the sun moving?
你看错了。
No,
我们这个眼睛看错了。
Sun's not moving. We are moving. So your eyes are deceiving you.
这种例子太多了。
There's so much examples like this. So many examples like this.
我们人这一生当中，
So in our life,
都是靠信心在生活的。
Need to live through faith.
你可能不太知道，但是是凭信心的。
You might not know, but you're actually living with faith.
我们过去啊，我几十年前来美国。都是那个时候呢，不是用电话，是用写信。
So when I first came decades ago to the U.S., there's no phones. We all write letters.
你写信到你家有好几万里。
And to write a letter back home to me, it's like thousands of miles.
在这个过程当中，这个都可能会发生任何事情的。
And so during the transition of this letter, anything could happen.
这封信能不能够到你那个家人手中呢？
Does that letter actually arrive at home?
但是呢，你还是写。
But knowing this question, you still wrote the letter.
因为呢，你有这个信心。
Because in a way, you have faith.
我再问大家，飞机会不会掉下来？
So, you know, guys, does the plane drop?
会不会啊？
Does it drop?
你是怎么到美国来的？
But how did you get here?
你知道它会掉，你为什么你还要乘这个飞机啊？
You know, planes drop, or there's a possibility that it'll drop, but why do you ride on it?
你是凭什么？
What do you ride it with? Faith, right?
火车会出事情。
Trains happen.
轮船会出事情。
The trains.
你照样做。
Boats, train, all can have.
今天我们大家怎么来到这个教会来的？你走，你是走来的吗？
Or how do we get here to church today? Did you walk here?
你怎么来的？
How did you get here?
坐开车来的吗？
We drove here.
开车会不会出事情啊？
Are there accidents when you drive?
你怎么来的呢？
But then,
你还是凭信心。
Knowing that there's accident, you still drove and the right fine.
任何事情都会出事情的，走路会出事情。
Yeah, anything can go wrong. Even walking, something can happen.
但是你还是要走路。
But you do it.
吃饭会出事情。我昨天在报纸上看到有一个25岁一个年轻人，他噎死了。
Yesterday on the news, so like even eating can happen, something can go wrong happen. I saw it on the news, a 25-year-old man.
因为噎了就不吃东西了吗？我们照吃啊。
A 25-year-old man choked to death.
为什么？凭什么？
When he eat.
凭信心。
So knowing you might choke, do you still eat?Yes, you do. Why? You eat with faith.
这个 COVID-19 需要打什么 ？Vaccine 需要打这个疫苗。
So to combat COVID,
有没有危险啊？
有。
你打没打？
打。
你凭什么？
Faith.
凭信心嘛。但是我这个地方再顺便说一下啊。
Can I translate real quick?
啊？
可以让我翻译一下。
哦、oh, yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, long story short, faith. You do things with faith. All right.
Okay. 我再顺便说一下啊，有的人他呢不打疫苗。
So I want to add, so talking about COVID-19 vaccine, some people don't want to get.
他为什么不打？
Why do they not?
我跟你讲，他也是凭他的信心。
But you know, to not get vaccines also
an act
of faith.
打不打都是凭信心的。
So, you know, you got vaccine or you don't. They're all led by a faithful decision.
信心，有了信心，我们还要有耐心。
So, you know, not only do we need to have faith, but we also need to have patience.
它是需要有一定的时间，它才能够证实的。
Because a lot of things needs time to reveal.
圣经有一个故事、就是、
There's a story in the Bible.
就是讲的约瑟。
We're talking about Joseph.
约瑟呢，他呢，在17岁的时候
，When Joseph was 17,
被他哥哥呢卖到了埃及。
Was sold by his brother to Egypt.
他呢，做过奴隶。
And he was once a slave.
做过管家。
And he was a housekeeper, house manager.
而且他也呢，啊，被关进监狱。
And he had been in prison.
他呢，在30岁的时候，他做了埃及的宰相。
But when he was 30, he became the prime minister of Egypt.
因为他呢。啊，治理得当，他克服了那个7年的大饥荒。
Because you know he has his method of management was legit, and he overcome the 7 years famine.
他呢成就了很多灾民的生命。
He saved many lives.
在他45岁的时候
，and when he turned 45,
他把他的父亲雅各，和他的弟兄都接到了埃及来。
he went and brought his father Jacob and all of his brothers
最后呢,
to Egypt.
他跟他的哥哥和好了。
And in the end, he reconciled with his brother.
就基本上就为这个以色列这个国打下了一个基础。
And he laid the foundation for it later on to become Israel.
约瑟过了28年。
It took 28 years.
他才明白神的心意。
For Joseph to understand God's heart, what he wanted.
在创世纪50章19到21节。
And in, you know, Genesis 50, chapter 19, chapter 50, verse 19 to 21.
约瑟对他们说，从前你们的意思是要害我。 但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。Joseph,
but Joseph said to them, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today."
经过了28年。It
took 28 years.
这个时候，约瑟才明白了神的心意。That
Joseph understood God's will.
他不仅是要保全他，而且他要保全很多的人。God
not only is preserving Joseph, but God's using Joseph to preserve many.
约瑟在28年后，他才得到了益处。In
other words, Joseph got his all things were for the good 28 years later.
但是呢, Joseph 是看到了得到益处,但是有很多的人呢,他并没有看到得到益处。
Well, you know, in the case of Joseph, he did see the end, the benefit. But, you know, there are others that does not see it or experience it.
这段经文,我们请这个, 请Frank念一下。Okay.
这一段经文是希伯来书11章13节，中文是：这些人都存着信心死的，并没有得着应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接。 All those people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth.
我们很多人都有信心，但是有些人呢，并没有看到那个允许得到。
You know, we all have faith, but not all of us get to see the promise or the result.
举个例子,
and I have an example for you.
圣经啊，很多的预言都实现了，但是。 但是有一个预言，它现在还没实现。
So a lot of prophecy in the Bible already came true, but there's one remaining that has not yet.
还有什么一个没实现啊？
Which one is that?
大家知道吗？
The second coming of Jesus.
主耶稣再来。
The second coming of Jesus.
2000年了，这句话讲主耶稣再来讲的2000年了。
It's been said. The second coming of Jesus for 2,000 years.
你说我们有多少的信徒都在那个地方盼望他来啊？
And imagine how many believers are longing for that to happen.
而且也相信他会来。
And believe that Jesus is coming the second time.
但是他们没有等到。
But hey, they deceased and they believed and they never saw the second coming.
弟兄姐妹啊， 我们相信不相信主耶稣会来啊？ 相信吧。
So, brother and sister, do you believe that there's Jesus coming again?
我们能不能看到?
But do we know we will see?
这个范长老讲不知道，这讲得非常好。
Yeah.
不知道。
And Pastor James said, we don't know.
耶稣可能明天就来。
But Jesus might come tomorrow.
但是呢, who knows?
但是谁知道?
所以说呢，任何事情它都有一个开端，有个过程，有个结果。So
in all things, there's a beginning, the process, and the end.
这是需要有时间的。It
takes time.
所以说我们啊，在祷告的时候。So
when we pray,
我们要等待。We
need to wait.
这个时间呢，由不了我们。The
time is not controlled by us.
我们要等待。
timing. We have to wait for the time.
不能够半途而废。
Do not give up.
我们呢，要能够有耐心。
To have patience.
第三个问题啊
，So the third topic
就是得益处
，benefit。
得什么益处呢
？Well, what is the benefit？
刚才我们今天这个两段经文啊，谈到了两件事情。
So we had read two passages and we mentioned two things。
一个谈到了预知的人。一个谈到的是预定的事。
One we talked about to happen, and the one to know that happened. The other one we talked about the things to happen.
这个呢就涉及了一个救恩论，啊，预定的救恩论。
So this what we talk about is the predestination. That's right.
这个呢在神学上面是有争论的。
So, you know, in the school of theology,
今天我们不讲，今天我们不讲这个问题。
So we don't talk about that debate.
以后有机会我们，以后我们有机会我们再来讨论这个问题。
When we have a chance, we can talk about predestination in the future.
那么现在就讲得益处是得什么益处呢
?But now we focus on what kind of benefits are we talking about here?
不同的人有不同价值观的人就有不同的定义。
Well, you know, benefit varies by people's variation of value.
对大部分的人来讲
For most of the people.
对大部分人来讲
For most of us.
什么叫益处
what
弟兄姐妹什么叫益处
What is the benefit, guys?
金钱
Money.
地位
Power,
学历，工作
，education, job,
豪车
，nice car,
豪宅
，nice house,
美食
，delicious food,
长寿
，long life.
在想
，you think about it, you feel the blank.
那就是能够看见的。
Those are very.
这个就是益处。
Those are all the things we can see, and we call them benefits.
但是圣经的观点是什么呢
？But according to the biblical point,
圣经的观点。跟这个就不一样了。
It's completely different from what we just mentioned.
好，我们大家一道来念。
We read this together, guys.
因为他，哎，大家都念念，大家念。因为他预就预先定下削发他儿子的模样。在这个地方神就预定了一个特定的一个益处这个特定的益处是什么呢就是我们要效法耶稣基督的模样
Right here the Bible predestined a benefit and what is that? He predestined to be conformed to the likeness of God's Son
神不单单的是要给我们健康，不单单的是要给我们富有，不单单的是要给我们舒适而已。
Not only God wants to give us health, wealth, and comfort.
神有更高的一个目的。
God has a higher plan.
就是要让我们像他的儿子一样。
He wants us to actually be like his son.
我们每个人都有儿女
，so we all most of us have offsprings.
你是希望你儿子得什么好处呢
？So what kind of benefit do you wish for your offspring?
我们一般都应该是希望他是个品学兼优、身体健康的一个人。
So most of us, our wants is what they're good at.
神对我们的要求是什么呢？神对我们的要求就是你要像主耶稣，你要有主耶稣的生命。
As parents, our offspring, our general wish is to be good at school, good at sports, and good health. But God, as a parent, His desire for us is to be like His Son.
任何能够使我们更像耶稣基督的事都是有益的，任何使我们离开基督的事都是不好的事情。
And then so it could be summarized as this: anything that makes us more like Jesus Christ is good, and anything that takes us away from Christ is bad.
我们大家想想，主耶稣来到这个世上是干什么的？
So let's think about it. Why did Jesus even have to come here?
主耶稣来到我们的世上做过很多的事情。
Well, Jesus did a lot of stuff when he was here.
其中有一个
There's one thing.
就是医病赶鬼。
He cured and he disposed demons.
他医治了很多人的疾病。
He cured many diseases.
有一天大早，耶稣在郊外在祷告。
Well, there was one morning and he was outside the city and he was praying. Jesus was praying.
这个时候呢，彼得来找耶稣。
And Peter came and found Jesus.
说呢，有很多人要找你。
He said that many are looking for you.
耶稣说，找我干嘛？
So Jesus said, like, looking for me for what?
耶稣说，他们要，那个彼得说，他要找你看病。
They want you to cure them, Peter said.
耶稣是怎么说的？
And what did Jesus said?
耶稣说，我们大家啊，英文的和中文的，我们大家一道念。
Okay. Jesus replied, let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages so I can preach there also. That is why I have come.
哎，下面再念健康的。
Okay. It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
耶稣说，我来不是来看病的，我来是要传道的。
What pretty much what Jesus said is, I didn't come to be a doctor and cure diseases. I came to preach God's word.
耶稣说，你有病的话，
if you're sick,
你去找医生去。
Go look for a doctor.
我来不是为看病来。
I'm not here to cure your disease.
我来这个地方是什么呢？是来招那个罪人的。
What I'm here to do is to come and seek sinners.
要使人都能够成为神的儿子，让他们能够得救。
To make people become God's children, to give salvation to them.
这个是主耶稣的来到世上的目的。
That is the true purpose of why Jesus came to this earth.
所以说我们再看一个。
And let's look at another verse.
约伯大家都知道。
We all know Job.
神认为他是一个义人。
God thinks he's righteous.
但是呢，他受到魔鬼的试探。
But he was accused by the devil.
他呢，在一夜之间。
And one night,
他就家破人亡。
He lost everything.
失去了一切的东西。
He lost.
甚至他的十个儿女也都死亡了。
Absolutely everything, including 10 children, all dead.
万事是相互效应的。
So all things work together.
神可以使爱他的人能够得益处。
So that God makes...The one he loves him be benefited.
神跟这个约伯交谈过以后，
so God communicated with Job.
然后约伯就说，
and Job said,
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我讨厌自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Job said, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
通过这个灾难，这个灾难呢，让他万乎效应，神就让他约伯认识到自己的问题。
Through this tribulation that Job have gone through,God may all things work for good. Job realized how inadequate and he insignificant he is, he was.
他厌恶自己了。
And he despised himself.
他原来自己不错的，但是他现在呢，看到了自己问题。他厌恶自己。
You know, once upon a time, Job probably thinks pretty well of himself.
而且呢，他认罪悔改。
But now he despised himself and he repented.
这就是神给约伯预定的益处。
And this is a predestined benefit that God had set for Job.
让这个约伯要有神的样式，要有这个基督的样式。
So that Job could take up the image of his son Jesus Christ.
当约伯认罪悔改以后，
When Job repented,
耶和华就加倍地赏赐给约伯的损失。
And the Lord Jehovah had double or tripled the
又给他十个儿女。
The rewards to him. Gave him ten more children.
约伯一共有多少儿女啊？
20?
有多少？他现在给死了十个，现在又给他十个，那么约伯有几个？
No, but according to your math, 1 plus 1 is greater than 2. So 10 plus 10, greater than 20, maybe.
那十个死掉的儿女，他们在什么？在天上。
Yep, the 10 that deceased are in heavens.
他还在。
Then they're still there.
现在又有十个了。
And there are 10 more here.
加起来多少个？
So there are...
加起来。
So how many? You do the math.
神加倍的给了约瑟。所以说神呢，万事相互效应。他不仅是给人物质上面，他更重要的，他是要给他在属灵方面的，让他更像耶稣。
All things work for the good. Not only God gives material things, but more importantly, God gives spiritual things, the things that you need in spirit.
那么我们再谈一下啊，谁得益处啊？
So let's talk about more about who gets benefited.
还有换句话就是说，我们怎么才能够得到益处呢？
Or let's rephrase it. Let's put in a question form. How do we get benefit?
圣经从开头到末尾有一个主题在贯穿着。
So, Bible, from start to end, there's one theme, one main idea.
就是神的主权跟人的责任。
The theme is God's sovereignty and man's responsibility.
怎么理解？
How do you understand this?
我举两个例子。
I'll give you two examples.
第一个例子。
One.
这个的。大家都很熟悉了啊。
And we all know this one.
我不念了。
We're not going to read it.
你们大家一看也都知道什么事情。
And you guys all recognize this, right?
耶和华跟这个亚当夏娃说。
Jehovah said to Adam and Eve.
说呢，什么东西你都可以吃。
You can eat everything.
但是分辨善恶树上的果子的。那个果子你不能吃。
Except for the tree of knowledge, the good.
如果你吃的话，就一定死。
Because if you eat that, you shall die.
神有这个主权说这个话。
God is sovereign. He said that.
因为他是创造者。
Because he created it.
那么人呢？
So for men and women,
如果人不吃这个话。
If men and women hadn't eat it,
人会不会死啊？
Would we have died?
会不会？
Would they have died?
会不会？
No.
我跟你讲，不吃的话，我跟你讲，人不会死的。
If we hadn't eat that food, I tell you, we will not die as humans.
但是你要吃掉的话呢？
But if you eat it,
怎么样？
What happens to you?
就死了。所以说，这个人是死还是活呢？这是谁的责任啊？谁的责任？
So to live or to die, who?
我跟你讲，这是人的责任。
Whose responsibility is that?
我们常有种宿命论啊，都是认为呢，我们这个命好像是已经被这个定死了，是吧？
And, you know, and then, so to live and die, that's our responsibility. And oftentimes we have this thing of thinking that, you know, our lives are predestined. It's already been decided. And no matter how hard we tried, we changed nothing.
这是宿命论的人的观点。
And this is... This
基督教不是这样的。
And this is passive and this is not Christian.
我再举第二个例子。
I'll give you a second decision, example.
John 3:16, 大家熟不熟啊？
John 3:16, everybody knows this, right?
除非了慕道友刚刚来的话不熟。
Except if you are a seeking friend.
我也不念了。
We won't read this.
耶稣怎么说？
But what did Jesus say?
耶稣他可以是死人不死，反得永生。
Jesus can.
使死人可以让他得到永生。
Let those would not perish and have an eternal life.
这是神的权柄。
That's God's service.
这是权的主权。
That's God's power.
但是人呢？人是什么？有没有责任啊？
But for people, is there responsibility?
人的责任在什么地方呢？
And what is the responsibility?
凡是信靠他的，人就是要信靠他。
Those who believe. So responsibilities, we are required to believe in him.
信靠神主的，他就不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because if you believe in him, you shall not perish and have eternal life.
神的主权跟人的责任要结合在一起。
So God's sovereignty and man's responsibility, you can't have one without the other. It needs to be combined.
当然这里头又牵涉了一些神学的问题。
Well, there's a lot of theology stuff.
今天也不在这儿讲。
So we're not talking about that.
那么万事相互效应。
All things work together.
使谁得益处啊？
To benefit who?
是爱神的人。
To benefit those who love God.
神他有办法使万事都相互效应，而且得益处，这是神的功劳，这是神的作为。
So here you see it. God has no problem making all things work together for benefit to be beneficial.
但是人呢？
But for
people, 人的责任是什么？
But for people, the responsibility is
什么？要爱神。
What is the responsibility? You gotta love God.
所以说我们有时候在祷告的时候啊，怎么神老是不听我们的祷告呢？
So, you know, oftentimes in our prayers, we're like wondering, why is God not listening to our prayer?
当然原因很多了。
Well, there's a lot of reasons.
但是这是一个原因。
But this can very much be one of them.
万物相互效应，它不是给全人类的。
All things work together for good is not for everyone.
他只是给那些爱神的人。
It's only for those who love God.
这是一个真理。
This is truth. It's a fact.
神主耶稣死的十字架，他的那个救恩是不是要给全人类的？是不是要给全人类？
When Jesus died on the cross, that salvation is it for all
humanity? 你能不能得到了这个恩典呢？
But are all can you get that salvation? Not
everybody.那是哪些人呢？就是相信他的人。
Who gets the salvation? Those who believe.
万事相互效应，谁得益处呢？那就是爱神的人得益处。
For the benefit, who gets benefited? Those who love God.
如果你不爱神
，If you don't love God,
可能就没有一件事情就给你效力了。
Maybe there's not one benefit.
神不能改变万物，但是神可以改变我们的心。
God.Cannot change everything, but God can change our heart. If you love the God, if you love our God,
万事仍然是那样。
You know, things may remain the same.
但是是对你是有益的。
But because your heart change is now beneficial.
我们所遇到的每一件事情，神都可能叫我们得益处。
Everything that we deal with in our life
也可能阻碍我们得那个益处。
It all God could make all of them be beneficial to us.
这就是跟我们的态度有关系。
And it all depends on our attitude.
我们如果是爱神的话，
if we love God,
我们就能够得益处。
We will be benefited.
这个是很重要的。
This is very important.
主耶稣在复活以后见到了。
When Jesus resurrected and he saw,
见到了彼得。
And he saw Peter.
就问彼得，三次问彼得，你爱我吗？
And asked Peter three times,
这三个字，你爱我吗？这个非常重要的一个信息。
So this is before.
那么今天我们在座的每一个人，包括我自己，我们扪心自问一下。
And this is a very important question. Do you love me? And we should ask that to ourselves. Do we,
我爱主吗?
Do we love God?
我爱主深吗?
How deep do I love God?
我是不是有时候爱主,我有时候不爱主呢?
Do I occasionally love God and occasionally not?
这个只有你自己知道,我知道。
And this is only a fact to you and to me.
另外一个就是神知道。
But God knows as well.
这就是我们常常感觉到疑惑、苦恼、埋怨神为什么不听我们祷告的一个原因的所在之一。
And this is one of the reasons why we complain to God or question God when our prayers are not answered.
这个时间是对吧？
I think so.
小结一下啊。
All right, so we got a little conclusion here.
这两节经文告诉我们，万物是相互效应。
So we learn from the passage, all things work together for good.
但是不是给所有的人的。
But it's not for everybody.
只是给爱他的人。
It's only for those who love God.
同时他也告诉我们。
And also tell us.
就是说神不仅要解决我们的实际的问题。
God's not only here to solve our actual literal problem.
他更重要的是要解决我们有没有主耶稣生命的问题。
More importantly, God is to solve the, do we have the life of Jesus Christ problem?
这正是罗马书二十八章到二十九，二十八节到二十九节所要告诉我们的事。
And this is what the true intent of Romans chapter 8, 20, verse 28 to 29 is trying to reveal to us.
好，我们大家低头祷告。
All right, let's pray together.
主耶稣，感谢你。
Jesus, we thank you.
你把我们安置到这个世界上来。
You have placed us in this world.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你又使万物都使我们得益处。
Because you make all things work together for the benefit of us.
主耶稣啊，没有一件事情你是不叫我们得益处的。
There is not one thing that you would not.
主啊，求你让我们做一个爱你的人。
Lord, please make us a God-loving person.
因为我们若真实地爱你
because if we truly indeed love you,
我们身上不论发生什么事情
no matter what happens to us,
就都要成为我们的祝福
it will all be beneficial to us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray this in your holy name. Amen. Amen.